Zane joins us now. Hey, Zane, what's up?
What's up? How are you guys?
Doing good.
How have workouts and OTAs and integrating yourself into the 49ers culture been?
Things have been great. Definitely not planned for me to be out there this year, but that's the way the business rolls sometimes. And I'm really excited to be there. It's going to be a great fit for me personally. The organization is great. Loving the coaching staff, getting acquainted with the guys. And we have a lot of good young talent on the roster. So hopefully things come together for us here in training camp.
Take us inside meeting rooms with this coaching staff, because there's like this fan sort of concept that the way Chip Kelly does things is so much different than the way that other NFL teams and other NFL coaching staffs do things. Is that accurate? It feels like it's probably not.
No, it's not night and day different from anything else I've ever done. You know, there's definitely some different things and some different concepts here and there. And, I'm sure there will be even some more different things when we get into the season. I've heard some different things as far as the schedule goes, of the practice week and things of that sort. But up to this point, there really has not been any wholesale changes for me personally from what I've experienced in the past.
Niners coming off a pretty tough season last year. They bring you in because they want kind of that veteran presence on that offensive line. What do you expect your role to be?
Just that, and come in and play tough and kind of play with an edge is, you know, what I kind of pride myself on anyway. And, just really make a good group. We've got some good guys in that room, and there's some other good veterans. Joe Staley at left tackle is, I think, five Pro Bowls in a row here the last 5 years. And Dan Kilgore at center, he's going into his sixth year. So we've got some veteran experience there, and then we got some young guys that are going to have to step up and play well.
You know, I'm looking at the roster right now, and there's only a dozen guys on this entire roster that have your amount of experience in the NFL. Are you a better football player? Your body, you know, gets better, gets worse, or you deal with injuries, whatever. Are you a better football player mentally than you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Absolutely. I think I'm a better football player all around. My body feels as good as it has my entire career, if not better, just learning how to take care of myself. With that being said, I'm definitely not as athletic as I once was. But, learning the game and the mental side of things definitely makes up for that and covers it and more. And, I'm excited. I think I'm going to be going in and be playing my best football these next few years. And I'm really excited about that.
Sean, as a 49ers fan, isn't always happy with the personnel moves over there. And there are a couple gigantic defensive ends out of the University of Oregon that the 49ers have selected in the last two drafts. If you had a chance to look at these two big boys and Arik Armstead and DeForest Buckner up close and personal, are you excited to go up against these guys in person?
Yeah. Arik, I think he's going into his second year, if I remember correctly. And he is just, a physical specimen, just like you expect when you look at him on paper. And I think he's really going to take some steps forward this year, and just through OTAs and blocking him the little bit I had a chance to do, that's definitely not an easy feat. He's long, he's a strong guy, and I think he's going to take a big step this year. And then DeForest Buckner coming in, I mean, he's just, body type-wise and everything, he's exactly like Arik is. And, I didn't get a chance to go with him much. This offseason, he was running with the twos and threes, so I didn't see him. But, they are high on him, and physically, he looks like he's the real deal.
Do you have a preference? Is there a better matchup for you body style-wise, leverage-wise? Like, if a D lineman is that more short, compact 6'2", 6'3", guy and can get under your pad level, is that tougher on you? Or do you have a harder time with the 6'5", 6'7", guys that have that leverage?
It just depends. A 6'5", a 6'7", those type of guys, if they use their hands well and they can get extended, that's really tough for me. I got a little bit shorter arms. I'm not as long as they are. And if they can get in my chest, that definitely poses some problems for me. If they're not as good with their hands, obviously it's better for me. I've got some built-in leverage and can get under them a little bit. And then to go along with the shorter, stockier guys, they're definitely harder to get under and harder to move. But, you know, if you can get under them, they're shorter and you can kind of lock them out. You know, that's the game we play on the offensive and defensive lines. You know, that's always going to be the battle.
Have you had a chance to find a place out in the Bay Area yet?
I did, yeah. I found a place to rent out there. Real estate is outrageous. So,
yeah, it is.
You know, that part of things is not great. But I found a place and living in Mountain View, which is it's a beautiful area out there. It's a very nice place to live, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Bay's great, but you do have to pay the price to live in that paradise. It's nuts down there right now.
No doubt about it.
Zane Beatles is our guest here on O'Connell and Swinney. He's with the San Francisco 49ers now, something I'm obviously pretty excited about. Zane, there's quarterback questions in San Francisco. There's quarterback questions in a lot of NFL teams. How does it change the atmosphere at camp when it's not necessarily set in stone who's going to be your everyday starter at that very, very important offensive leadership spot?
Yeah, you know, it's I've been through it a couple times. And the only thing that you can do as a player is go out and worry about your job, you know. You need to worry about being the best that you can be and put those guys that are battling for that position and battling to be a leader for our team in the best position possible that they can be in. You know, that's my job as an offensive lineman for a quarterback. And then from there, you know, they're going to battle it out, and it's really up to them on who's going to win that position. You know, the best guy's going to come out in the end, and the guy that's going to give us an opportunity to win the most is going to be that guy. So that's kind of the approach I've always taken, and it's always done well for me.
Now, Zane, you've got your foundation. You're working with the Zane Beetle Parade Foundation. You've got your second annual golf classic coming up on Monday. Tell us about it and how people can get involved.
Yeah, Monday at Alpine Country Club, we've got the second annual Zane Beetle Parade Foundation Golf Classic. You know, I really see this and want to make this a special thing here in Salt Lake and an event that people look forward to year in and year out. That's the goal for me. Last year we had a great start. I think we raised a little over $50,000 in our first year, and all the feedback that we got was that people just had a great time, and that's really what I'm looking for. People to come out, have a good time, and raise some money for a good cause. What we do is we support the journey of young people through life-changing medical experiences, work a lot with pediatric cancer, and in fact, I just pulled into the Ronald McDonald House here. We're serving dinner to the families tonight here, staying at the Ronald McDonald House. And a portion of the proceeds from Monday's tournament will come to the Ronald McDonald House to sponsor long-term suites where kids that are immune compromised and are here for 100-plus days getting treatments at the local hospitals where they stay with their families. So that's kind of the deal, 9 a.m. Monday morning at Alpine Country Club. We're off to our second year of fun.
Well, we're hoping that this ends up being, like you said, a staple in the community, and we can raise some more money, and we're happy to be part of it here on ESPN 700. But before we let you go, I have to ask you about something with the offensive line at the University of Utah. Brian Swinney and I were debating about this this big tackle they got out of JUCO, Garrett Bowles, highly recruited guy. The coaching staff obviously very excited to have him on campus, and when you come in with that reputation, which you kind of did, right? You were a big-time kid coming out of high school, at least by the standard of Utah football back then. How hard is it to be that guy that the coaching staff has expectations for and immediately integrate yourself into a cohesive group like an offensive line without, you know, alienating teammates because of the element of competition?
You know, that's an interesting question. In my experience, it's especially in the offensive line, most offensive linemen are pretty laid back and pretty easy to get along with. You know, as long as you're not a guy that's coming in and ruffling feathers and just rubbing guys the wrong way, over time, you know, you're going to integrate and you're going to be a part of that group. And as long as you're getting with the guys and you're hanging out and they get to know you outside of football, that's more important for that offensive line cohesiveness than anything else. You know, the pressure of playing, that's going to work itself out. You know, if a guy comes in and he's got the right mindset and he's the right type of guy that's going to go out there and work hard every single day and try to be the best player that he can be, the on-field stuff's going to work itself out in the end. So, you know, those are a couple things, I guess, to say. And I don't know if that was even an answer for you, but that's kind of how I see things as far as an offensive lineman goes.
Coach Witt's got a good problem to have, and that he's got about seven or eight guys that he really trusts at this point heading into the season. I mean, how does a coach figure out who the best guys are if things are so close? Do you go with the guy that's been there before? Or do you go with the guy with the higher upside? I mean, how are they going to let – between him and Coach Harding, how are they going to figure this thing out?
That always works itself out in fall camp, you know. They always say the cream rises to the top, and it becomes pretty evident on who those best five guys are. And, you know, good coaching staffs and good coaches, that's what their job is to put the best five guys out there in whatever combination that is. And, you know, sometimes those decisions can be tough. But if you really watch the tape and you really are true with yourself as an evaluator, you know who the guy is and who needs to be out on that field.
That's Zane Beatles, former Ute, current San Francisco 49er. Enjoy your time here in Salt Lake. Obviously looking forward to the big tournament on Monday, and hopefully we raise some more money. And looking forward to the season. Thanks for taking
Absolutely.
The time, Zane.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Zane.
Zanesparade.org/golf for more information. Click, I just tweeted out at Real OC Sports, I just tweeted out the link. You know, click, support a great cause.